This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Good morning, everybody. 6:03 a.m. It is Friday, 22nd of September. We are broadcasting live from SYN 90.7. I'm Jimmy here with Dylan and Bella. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So good to be here.
Yeah.
I'm too short. I can't reach the mic this morning, guys. I've shrunk.
For those who don't know, Bella is a little person. Shout out to Bella. We have a huge show coming up for you today. We've got a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour with people performing at the Fringe Festival, which is exciting. That's some relevant interviews. For them, we've got a couple of life conundrums to throw at you.
Mm-hmm.
Bella has been teasing by just saying olives. Don't want to get into that just yet. And we'll get into that afterwards.
And we're also going to talk about stuff that's just got the best of you when you've just thought you'll give up. Now we're going to take you to our first song. This song is off the new Foo Fighters record. This is called Run.
Good morning, Arrivederci.
It's toasty today.
Yeah.
Nice and balmy outside.
Well, I mean, it is finally getting to spring. I've got my florals on, so.
Holla. Hay fever. Hay fever season is upon us.
Yeah. Warning to Melbourne. Apparently it's a thing.
Are you guys like victims of like hay fever? Like
hay fever always gets the best of me.
Oh, Jimmy.
Which, Dylan, is a perfect segue for this segment.
Ding. Ooh. So, guys, I was playing a game last night, and it takes me back to my childhood when I just, like, could not deal with the task at hand. And I'm playing away at this game, and I'm trying to get, you know, all the levels, all the extra bits in it.
All the bings, all the bangs.
Yep, bing, that's it. And I could not do it for the life of me. And you know what? I was like, this game has bested me. I'm done. I'm out.
Now, just for context, do you have any siblings?
Pardon?
Do you have any siblings?
I don't. So I don't have that competitiveness.
Or the help. No. Having a sibling was a lot of help.
Exactly. I had cousins when I was younger getting me through, like, Ocarina of Time. That helped me.
But that doesn't really count, though.
No, it
the
doesn't.
Instant access to a sibling really makes all the difference.
It does.
So what was the game deal?
The game was, Mario.
The game was, sorry?
Mario.
Ah,
Mario.
Yes, Mario, as Mario. In, like, the little guy in the car?
The guy who's not officially a plumber anymore, but he's a contractor. Yes, Mario.
Mario, the subletter. The subcontractor. So, wait, Mario what? Or, like, on the N64? On Super Nintendo?
No, I actually got the app on the iPhone.
Mario Dash?
Yeah, Mario Run, yeah.
Mario Run.
I'm loving it, yeah.
So that game has bested you.
It has bested me just a little bit.
Okay, so my thing was hay fever, which is physical impairment too.
And I feel for you. I don't really feel for you, Dylan, but I feel for you.
Well, look, I just don't think my... I think his doesn't match to mine. I think mine's just, like, next level stuff right there. But, you know, I'll listen to the argument.
There are plenty of games harder than Mario that I was expecting to come out of your mouth.
Yeah, even Tetris, like, that gets really, like, you get hand cramps with that. Like, that's intense.
Beyond level 10?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Can't even go.
Yeah.
No. I actually have a mate who's top two in the world in Tetris.
No.
This is actually, this isn't, you know, this isn't me blowing smoke up the listeners' tuchus. This is for real. The second time I met him, he was playing Tetris in the uni library. And then I was like, oh, what's going on here? And my other mate was like, hey, Jimmy, James is actually on fire. He's setting the high score for the day.
Like lit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His hands were on fire. I've never seen somebody tuned in like that.
Yeah.
And he was just so, like, nonchalant about it. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I didn't get number one. I only got number two. I was like, in what, Melbourne? He's like, no, Earth.
Oh, wow, that's such a bad day. Oh, my God, that's amazing. I think one thing that gets the best of me, and you've just reminded me, Jimmy, is a Rubik's Cube. I get maybe 2 seconds into it, I give up. It's just too much. I've never been able to solve one. I've seen someone...
What do you mean, solve a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, and so...
They can be solved.
And someone on the train did it really fast once. It's so mesmerising to see,
I've seen people do those in, like, 6 seconds or something like that. Like, that's nuts.
If,
like,
you can open the packet of a Rubik's Cube without the scissors, I feel like that... You know, that's enough.
That's just
like you've
enough.
Essentially sold it. Solved it.
I did.
You've succeeded at life. There is no need.
You're
for
a smart
else.
Person.
Yeah, exactly.
No scissors though.
Yep. Yeah. I Did you have trouble opening it without the scissors, Jimmy?
No. This is not, just not anecdotal friend. Experience. Welcome back to Sin 90.7. You're listening to Get Serial Friday with Jimmy, Dylan and Bella.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I thought you weren't going to do it, so I was just going to say that was Miss Jackson by Outkast. Okay, bye. Bye, guys.
And Bella's just left the studio. No, just kidding. We are all still in here talking about things where we have been defeated. I wanted to share with you guys a story I learned earlier in the week. Went over to my grandfather's house for dinner.
Yes.
That's he sweet. Is 85. Happy birthday to my grandfather, Dedo.
Shout out to...
Jimmy's grandfather.
Yeah. Name's also Jimmy.
Oh, really?
Oh, Jimmy, happy 84.
Shout out 85th. To Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Old dude, born in 1932. Really, really makes you think. You'd think somebody that age is not going to be getting any new hobbies. He is an old European migrant, so he has an excellent garden. Mm-hmm. And what do you do once you conquer the world of gardening?
You, what do you do?
You knit.
You don't knit. Whatever you suggested, Dylan.
Don't listen to him.
Go meta. You go one step above gardening. You start to keep bees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bees. Whoa.
My dedo wants to keep bees.
Wow.
However, he has come up against the slow turning wheels of City Hall. Council have put in so many hurdles for this 85-year-old man to open his, like, to start his own beehive in his backyard. What happened to the days where a man could keep bees captive in his backyard without, you know, this being the business of everybody?
This is a social atrocity.
It is.
It just, no.
How does he stand the chance? He doesn't even know how to write. He can't write and read. He writes everything in capitals, and every single birthday card is to Jimmy, happy birthday, grandma and grandpa.
That's bliss.
It is. It's so sweet. But anyway, he reckons that the council won't let him do it because there's concerns about what happens if the bees outlive him. Because he's 85, he's quite old. The risk of, you know, him passing soon is obviously prevalent. Mm. Who's going to care for the bees if he passes away?
Jimmy. But
not me. Scared of bees.
Junior Jimmy.
Deadly scared of bees. My grandma can't do it because she's not interested in it.
Bees fend for themselves, bro.
Yeah, but what happens with, like, the neighbor's kids if there's just bees everywhere and he isn't there to go wrangle them and say, get back in here, bees?
They just can be tough about it, the kiddos, you know? Mm. Like, I think at the end of the day, the council, I've had problems with council in the past as well. Like, they're so restrictive. Like, let people do what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, the worst thing is that the bees live on and that maybe he can train them. Maybe...
With treats.
Yeah. I wonder, like, what's their problem? Like, just... I think it's resourceful, honestly. I mean, you don't have to buy honey ever again.
No. I don't think it will be a problem.
Oh, buzz. I reckon you should tell them to buzz off.
Anyway. I don't know. I think that would sting a bit. I think that's a bit hurtful right there. But
Anyway, I did find out a bit later in the night when he was telling us this story that there were concerns that he would steal other people's bees. So this is something that I feel is a part of the story that I like to omit. But with keeping bees, the only way to start a bee colony is to steal somebody else's bees.
Oh.
Yeah, so the bees would migrate. You steal a bee. You're not stealing all of their bees, but that's how it happens.
So it's like that episode of The Simpsons where he's got that huge sugar. Pile of sugar, yeah.
First you get the sugar, then you get the bees, then you get the queen bee.
Yeah. And then people come and offer you money for your bee collection. That's not bad. I like Papa Jimmy's... Yeah, he's got a good philosophy. I think he's got it.
Honestly, I think at this rate, this man will outlive the bees.
This man will outlive everybody.
Yeah, so I don't see why the council have a problem with this. I mean, this man on a mission. So I think the council need to realise that give Senior Jimmy some bees.
Let the man keep his bees.
Yeah. Mm. Mind their own beeswax.
Oh, nice.
Bella had to get a pun in there.
Yeah, always. I thrive on that.
It just goes to show that no matter what point in life, you'll come across those things, those hurdles that seem to be insurmountable. Things you can't jump over.
Yeah.
But with a little bit of persistence and perseverance, maybe you will have a grandchild who jumps on community radio.
And fights for your right.
Rallies the support of two hosts, two co-hosts.
I'm behind it. Yeah.
I am too. I think this is the next big debate.
Watch this space, I say.
Well, we hope that the council will definitely dig down like our next band. This is Dig Down by Muse. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
That was Kendrick Lamar with Loyalty, and before that, we had Dig Down by Muse. You are on Sin 90.7. It's Get Serial. We are your Friday team. You are here with Bella, Dylan and Jimmy. Guys, how are we going?
Good.
I had to do some lunges just then to kind of wake myself up a little, but I'm back. I'm mentally here.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate that.
The trick is to never sleep. Yeah. Then you don't get tired.
Just sleep is for the weak.
Yeah.
Yep.
As Nas said.
Yeah, nap later.
Yep.
Now, I have, I like to bulk buy. It's a thing, I like to do it. I like to go to particular grocery stores and, you know, especially when things are on special. Now, I really took my obsession with olives to the extreme this week when a particular supermarket the other day was having a sale and selling 3.5 kilos of Kalamata olives in this massive, like, tub. Now, I didn't even hesitate. I just picked up the thing, and my flatmate, Jade, was like, you're really going to buy them? I'm like, yeah, for $12. I mean, it's a life investment. I mean, sorry, for at least this week. But, you know, when you get home at, like, 2 a.m., you've had, you know, a fun night, and you're like, I just need a really weird snack to eat. This is my new obsession. So I just open it, and I've got all these beautiful olives. But the thing is, my flatmate doesn't like them, so I can just double dip and all then get the fingers in there. I can marinate myself in this. It's pretty awesome. I love it. And what I'm trying to get out there is, what do you guys bulk buy? What's your weird obsession? Like, for me at the moment, it's olives. Like, can't get enough on it. The thing is, though, I lift it, and I can actually lift with this thing.
Oh,
like I'm lifting 3.5 kilos and it takes up at least one quarter of my fridge. So the hummus is getting pushed to the side. We can't even fit the milk in anymore.
Damn.
Two-part response. One, thank you for bringing olives into the fore.
You're welcome.
Can't believe we haven't talked about olives yet. You know, it's been 10 weeks or something and we're only now touching on olives. It just shows how long it takes to develop chemistry and build a relationship.
The bond. Them atoms.
Yeah, them atoms. Oh, atoms. Right. Then we're talking about Adam and Eve. Yeah. I was saying, whoa, let's keep it G-rated.
Yeah. Jesus, continue.
Things I buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm going to have to throw to you on this one.
Things I buy in bulk. That would be honey from Jimmy's grandfather.
Oh, yeah, we'll be buying in bulk. Watch this space.
Watch this space. We cannot promote on this show, but it will happen. That the sweetest honey in the northern suburbs will come from a man in Rosanna with the same name as me.
Ooh.
Stick your nose in the sky, ear to the ground, and you will find. Seek and you shall find.
How do you stick your...
Stick it. Sky. Point it upwards.
Nose. Ear.
Good doggo,
no sky.
Really.
Okay. Yep.
Anyway. I would say I probably just buy, like, you know, the standards. I don't buy olives in bulk because I live with a gentleman of a similar heritage to me. If either of us buys olives, you know how it's like with a housemate, you don't eat what they ask you not to eat?
Mm.
There's some things that we just eat. It's like, sorry, man, I had to eat that.
Mm, no.
It's like, if it's olives... I'm going to be like, yeah, they're there, and he's going to eat my olives. But so we don't buy them. It's like, it's just to avoid conflict, we don't buy them. Probably berries, probably frozen berries.
Yeah.
Whenever they're on special, such a good way to get your breakfast, to get, like, extra fruits in.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I'm into them. Mm. Just watching out for that hepatitis warning. Buy them all up when the hepatitis warning comes out. This is a little life hack. I buy them all up. I get sick, sue the company. Money. Don't have to work ever again. And all the berries I could like.
I have so much respect for you, man.
Wow, you and your family just are like future planners. You've got all the ideas invested.
Yeah.
Wealth
like it.
Accrual without doing any of the work. Get rich quick schemes? I love them. Just like I love conspiracy theories, which I have one I want to talk to you guys a bit about later in the show.
Oh, later.
Yeah.
Later, keep us on our toes. Dylan, talk to us. What do you buy in bulk?
You know what? I don't buy too much in bulk, but
boring. Come on, spill the beans.
Okay, cool, fine. So there was this big, big tub of peanut butter.
Oh.
Yes.
Peanut butter, good thing to buy in bulk.
Yeah.
You always need more of it.
Yep. Mum brought it home from Costco one day. And
I love that place.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I went there for the first time, and there were things physically bigger than me.
Yep.
The coffins. The coffins, the first thing you see when you walk in, spars and coffins.
Yeah, it's so morbid. You walk in, and then it's like food, cake, food, coffin.
enjoy your life, and then be resting in peace.
I'm just waiting for Audi to release the cars. I shouldn't talk about, you know, supermarkets.
We're treading a fine line here with the brand naming, but, you know.
That's my bad.
I don't want to yuck anybody's yum.
No. Don't say
I appreciate that, Jimmy.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you guys for being sensitive.
Jimmy's got my back.
Yeah, I'm looking out for you guys here.
Yeah, I respect the peanut butter, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good investment, I think. I think it's like one of those lifelong things like your olives.
Mm.
Yeah.
Olives. Anyway, and what is said until next time, guys.
Yeah.
This has been Olive Chat.
We're going to take you to a song by a artist called George Michael. This is called Faith. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
That was Just the Way You Are. And before that, we had 24K, and they were both by Bruno Mars, but a double there. And then we had Faith by George Michael. You're on Sin 90.7. Get excited!
Woo!
It's the Friday morning. It's the Friday morning with Bella.
If it's the only Friday morning.
With Bella, Jimmy, and Dylan. I'm going to go to the corner for a bit because I just stuffed that up and going to think about my behaviour. Mm-hmm. Continue, boys.
Yeah. Guys, what is going on in the world? What the hell is happening with all this yes campaign business, no campaign business?
Yeah.
Got a bit of an issue to take up with a couple of people on the old Facebook and people in the media. One, last night, okay, a certain sports-based television show, which has been struggling, allegedly struggling in the ratings. One of the anchors, a Mr. Newman Sam, did have this big spiel about where does the AFL come off supporting the yes vote. So for those who don't know, we'll give a bit of a backstory. On Monday, the AFL came out in support of changes to the marriage laws to allow two people of the same gender to get married. So props. The AFL is on the yes side.
Mm-hmm.
Props to them. We are, I think, all in agreement.
100%.
That probably should just be done.
Yeah.
You know, the fact it has to go to this
is embarrassing.
Silly. It still gives everybody the chance. It's opened up this public opinion forum, right? And this is the thing that a lot of the people who are on the no side are complaining about, is that they don't get the chance to have their opinion heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sam Newman has come out and said, where does the AFL come off? Saying, Sam Newman's issue is that the AFL is taking a political stance and saying, he's essentially saying, stick to sports. Okay. But you got to understand in this situation, you can't say, what's your opinion? Oh, everyone gets their right to an opinion except you. You don't get to have an opinion. And you don't get to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Saying the AFL should stick to sports, it's the biggest company in Australia. It's the most recognisable, media face in Australia.
It's so iconic.
This is the opinion debate. This is the war that the no campaign has asked for. That's literally been opened up by everybody who is opposing the yes campaign and the changes to the marriage reform. So to then say, oh, my voice isn't being heard. Your voice is being heard. It's just that nobody agrees with it. Plus, on a side note, and this is not related, people who say political correctness has gone too far and that free speech is being impeded, that doesn't give you the right to just be mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you the right to just say offensive things. It just means that anytime you say something offensive and somebody disagrees with it, it doesn't make it okay for you to say, well, that's you impeding on my free speech. No, it's just people voicing their opinions back on your opinion, which happens to be mean and offensive. So, you know, deal with the repercussions of saying these things that are insightful. And this is, that's my 2C.
Woo! Preach!
This reminds me of people in the office who demand to have standing desks.
Yeah.
These people are those serial complainers, clickbait. Uh-oh, here we go. No. Dylan has just seen my phone is lighting up. We are getting copying feedback. Normal listeners of the show are saying, Jimmy, tone it back. You've gone too far. The media hot shots are coming for your head.
Hop back.
But he says no.
I'm sorry. If you ask for a standing desk, you're the kind of person who's going to ask for money back on a Mars bar because it was one day past the use by. Give it a rest.
Let it go.
And you know what? You're standing desk, you're standing up. I'm not going to give you feedback. I'm not going to yuck your yum. But if you give an opinion on a contentious topic, I will give feedback on that opinion.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's, you know, it's the right that you are defending.
Mm-hmm. With this standing desk thing, I mean, I'm not a genius or anything, like, did mediocre at school, but can't you just go from a sitting position to a standing position at work if you're feeling like you, yes. you don't have to stand? Because the people stand all the time, you're probably going to get some weird back problems. Sit down. Take a break.
I don't know. I can't be bothered arguing the benefits and the cons
it's
of it.
It's just silly. It's apparently, very first world problems.
Apparently, it's as bad for you. The health, the risks of health... of standing desks are as bad for you as smoking. So, you know.
Wow. I was just about to suggest, because I love sitting in the studio here for 3 hours. I don't
right down there after lying down.
Yeah, because I was gonna say we should get a bed in here because I like to take naps. So I was like, I can't stand for 3 hours. I like to sit. So, you know, stuff the health
just
warnings.
Just get a Murphy bed that pulls down from the wall. Love it.
Yeah.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
7 a.m. everybody, 22nd of September. It is a lovely 15 degrees here in Melbourne and it is going to hit a top of 23. You're listening to Get Cereal on Sin 90.7. I'm Jimmy here with Dylan and Bella. Guys, 7 a.m. Oh, what we got cooking in the 7 to 8 hour.
We've got our regular segments. We've got some fake news generator coming up, which should be a bit of fun.
Oh, baby. We're throwing back to our old school favourite, Reverse Picks and Specs, which we always have to give a little preamble to. A little bit confusing. What else we got, Bella? What are you bringing to the table this hour?
I am bringing myself. No.
No. We got batch chat?
Batch chat is... No, I was kind of trying to, like, be calm, but batchy chat. It's batchy chat now because it's Sophie Monk, so that is all coming up later on in the hour. Super excited. It's been a big week.
We are pumped. But after this, I'd like to ask you guys something about apartment living. I need a little tip from you. Let's go to a song and then...
Dylan, is Jimmy asking our advice?
I don't know. I feel so thrilled. I feel honoured.
I feel so honoured. Oh, my God.
Jedi asks the Padawan.
Well, in between that, we're going to take you to a song by our own Sia. This is called Chandelier. That was Chandelier by Sia, none other. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Dylan, Jimmy and Bella this morning for your Get Cereal Friday team.
Top of the morning to you guys.
Top of the morning.
Stay frosty, stay fresh. It is a lovely day. Mm-hmm. Guys, what do you like doing in the summertime? You like being out? Don't even bother answering because I got it for you here.
I just went to open my mouth. Hey, no, Bella, don't talk.
We should turn off our mics.
You like being outside.
Yeah.
If you are poor, like most people are, you live in an apartment.
True. Yes. You're speaking to me on so many levels right now.
Most apartments have to have some private open space in the form of a balcony.
True. Mm.
Gets a little bit of sun. Sometimes you need privacy screening, which impedes the amount of sun. But if you like plants and you want to live in an apartment, you're kind of limited to the indoor plants you can have. I want to know your tips. You two are quite young. I am quite old for a mover-outer. So the Jedi, as I said before, comes to the Padawan. Give me tips for a garden balcony.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm going to use my good friend Google to help us out. And let's see if we can find out.
Be chill. No, actually, I know from, like, just my grandmother and all that back in the past, I think hanging baskets are pretty cool. But do they need sun? Like, they more
need They need something to hang off. The one we're talking balcony here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, there's 10 stories between the ground and the balcony. Surely they can hang off
there. That's really good. Because you can kind of put them in, they don't have to be on the balcony, you could put them in the window. Last year, my girlfriend for Christmas bought me this actual, like, cardboard thing, and you water it, and it, like, grows. I haven't set it up yet, but it does grow plants on it. Yeah, and it's like this mini house, and it grows green on it, like plants.
Wow, that's
It's kind of like
cool.
That sea monkey thing. It's a bit artificial, but does work, so you could go for that.
Monkey see, monkey do. I'm going to take that one on board. I've jotted it down.
I think, honestly, succulents. They're really good.
Are they outdoor plants, though?
Well, I just killed one recently, and that was inside, so maybe put that outside and see how you go. Get back to me on that.
just getting back to you on it right now. How did you kill a succulent?
I don't want to talk about it.
My mum has moved house. I had a succulent that nearly died, and then I made it my challenge to keep it alive.
Oh, good for you.
It's not, like, no one has watered it in 4 years, and it's not dead.
I don't know. It turned purple. I think it might have been because it was getting no sunlight. So this is why I'm like, take your succulent outside. I'll even buy you one. They're awesome things. They're cheap.
Succulent of the show.
But, yeah, you can get some really good ones. And you could get, even if you are thinking about, you know, having an array of plants, this is my top tip for you. Get a cactus. Because also, if you have some unwanted friends, you can just, like, you know.
Poke them.
Poke them.
But we don't condone violence.
We do promote
creativity.
Yeah.
So I applaud you on your creativity. Detract from your provision of violence as an outcome. So yeah.
I hope my advice has been helpful though.
Definitely. I want to look at something edible, and I know you can eat cactus. Dylan, is there anything you can think of that I might be able to use?
You know what? The thing I'd like is a veggie garden. I think I really enjoy water features. Like, I'm not much for the plants. I really like water features.
Get some parsley, man. Get him some parsley. That will be fine.
Nice.
Parsley.
Very high in iron.
Yeah.
Curly leaf parsley.
Really?
So what, you had your hand up a second ago?
Yeah, no, for parsley.
Oh, nice. I was thinking of getting some Shiraz grapes and wrapping them around the screening.
Get some ivory. And that shit grows, like, ooh. No,
that spit grows. ivy, no, I can't have ivy because I'm allergic to ivy. So I'll just put tomatoes as well, I'm thinking.
Okay. Mm. I like it.
And maybe start brewing lemonade and call it like balcony brew.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That,
I mean, we
so
can
cool.
come over and we can all be friends and yay. But then I know that there's boundaries with our friendship, so I understand.
Jimmy's not going to be positive vibes.
Should we tell her, Dil?
I'm not in on this.
Maybe we'll tell her off air.
Oh, okay.
Classic Dylan playing coy. All right, after the break, let's do reverse picks and specs.
Indeed.
I want to get to that because I'm pumped for this week's one.
I'm pumped.
Indeed, but right now we're going to take you to an oldie but a goodie. We've got Big Yellow Taxi.
That was Big Yellow Taxi with the song about parking lots. You're listening to Sit 90.7. It's Get Serial. I'm Jimmy here with Dylan and Bella, and in... conveniently timed is our friend of the show / newsreader of the show, Erin.
Yes.
Yella.
I'm here.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to
you. You've come in
in
time for the probably the most contentious segment of the show.
Get
a lot of positive feedback on it. We also get a lot of negative feedback on it.
We
apparently my books are too hard.
No, they're just, I don't read enough, apparently.
Neither do I. Maybe with Ez on the show, maybe we can get to the bottom of some of these books really quick.
So I'll explain to you, Erin, and new listeners of the show. I will read an excerpt of a book, and you guys have to guess what book I'm reading from. Now, if you can get the full book and the title of the book, you are the champion of the game, and the game stops. The game never happens again. However, that is nearly impossible because
never happens again. Like,
maybe
we'll
it does.
Never be forced to play this game again.
That's forced?
Made?
Enjoyed.
Didn't we get Harry Potter on the first week?
That was the first week.
So it doesn't count.
It was a trial.
That didn't count because Pat already guessed that, and everyone knows Harry Potter's the best book ever.
All right.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm excited for this.
Like Spicks and Specks, in which, remember that show where the person would sing the book?
Yeah.
I'm reading the book and you guys just have to guess the book.
So, like, no music involved?
You gotta... No music.
So no.
Well, the music,
like,
of my voice, reading the book.
Yeah. Okay.
The harmonies of Jimmy's voice just entering the mind and the soul.
Yeah.
So sensual.
Beautiful.
Sorry, again, I come in waves this morning. I'm not with it and then with it.
All good.
And just as a bonus, the more guesses, the better. So it's a rapid fire...
All right.
Yeah. Just shout at him.
Guess.
Just get all your inner anger that you hate about Jimmy out on this.
Which would be very little. So,
Dylan, do we want to tell him?
Oh. Bella!
Wow, clap back.
That evil laugh, though.
All right, here we go.
I'm loving this. Wait, no, she's lost it.
All right, here we go. This is a book, and I am about to read it.
Congratulations.
The chapter is titled Feeling Fine with Fiber.
Oh, God.
Fiber is the part of plant foods that our bodies can't digest. Not being able to digest something sounds bad, but it's actually excellent.
Oh, dietary fiber.
It is. All that fiber gets mashed up by your chewing and fills up your stomach.
Bile!
Leading you to feeling a feeling of fullness when you eat more of the healthy complex carbohydrates.
Healthy way of living.
Oh, it's about that.
Oh, it's some vegan book.
Of course it is. No one's
What'd
gonna
you say?
It's a vegan book.
Whoa.
Oh my god! Oh my
You're
god!
You're getting so close.
A vegan diet.
Oh my god!
Paleo.
I don't even mean
no,
it.
No, no, really, Bella, you are.
Is it like vegan way of life?
Oh my god!
Oh my
think
god!
Think about
just
the types of books that I usually bring to the show. There's like a series of books that I go through.
Yeah. How to be a vegan.
Really, there.
Oh, like, dummy! Vegan for dummies.
You've done it. Yeah! I can't believe it. You actually got it. That's it, the game's over.
I've never won anything in my life.
That's it, living vegan for dummies.
Yep.
Oh, that was amazing.
And that was feeling fine with fiber.
Amazing what we can do with our noodles, guys.
Chapter one, the lowdown on vegan eating and living. You got it. I can't believe it.
Less than four minutes,
you got it.
I already wear the hat, so what's my prize?
You get our respect.
Do you actually buy her that book? I feel like you should buy her that book.
Yeah, definitely. I will buy that book for you now.
That's your prize. No, I feel bad. Don't.
Okay, I won't. So what do we do now, guys? That was a segment we usually go to.
Unplanned.
Sorry, the veganism got the best of me. I actually tried being vegan last week. I lasted 2 days, so maybe it was...
How did you only last 2 days?
Well, I just really wanted chicken.
It's the succulents and the something else.
Did you actually try?
Yeah, no, I'm legit. Like,
do you want to be one, or is it just like a fun sort of thing to do?
Something I do in my spare time.
Stop there. Can you imagine if you're on a date? So, what are your hobbies? I'm a part-time vegan.
Someone said that to me on my show. They were just like, "Yeah, I'm a part-time vegan." I was like, "Part-time?
Hold on. Were they a flex vegan or a part-time vegan? There's a difference.
Or casual.
Is there a difference? What's flex vegan?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
I am a flex vegan.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah. When I want to eat vegan, I'll eat vegan.
Dude, that's just like a normal meat
eater.
That's what
I've been doing.
Excuse me. Don't call me normal, okay? It's 2017.
You're so...
Well, what's not normal?
Everyone is unique.
Thank you. Flex vegan. You choose when
you're
you want it. If you
vegan.
Choose to eat vegan sometimes.
So maybe I was flex vegan there for those 72 hours.
I mean, I eat vegetables. That technically means I'm a flex vegan, but it's not really. It's
I
just
could
I'm
be
eating
a flex
veggies.
Vegan for 5 minutes over dinner.
Yeah.
We might. Dylan, I see your hand hovering over the dump button. Get ready because sparks are about to fly in here.
All right.
Okay.
Right, let's go to a song.
Maybe we should, yeah. Let that rage out.
I want to hear
I am a flex vegan and I will maintain my stance as a flex vegan.
You're not a flex vegan.
I choose to eat flex
You're
vegan.
You're not a flex vegan at all.
You,
it's
once
like
again,
being a
I'm
flex bodybuilder.
Dylan, anyway.
It's a flex bodybuilder if you go to the gym once. That doesn't exist. Yeah. You're not a bodybuilder if you
off.
Go to the gym once.
Cut her mic.
Mic's
off. Too much power.
It doesn't. It's not real, guys.
I love her so much. Thanks for coming in, babe.
No worries.
Mic's off. We're going to a new song by Haim called Little Of Your Love. You're listening
doesn't
to
exist.
Get Cereal. A Little Of Your Love by Haim. This Friday, you're listening to Get Cereal with Dylan, Jimmy, Bella, and our friend Ez. Morning, guys. Now, there was sparks flying just a moment ago. Wow, I feel like there's third-degree burns all
we've
over me.
We've cooled off. We've agreed to not yuck anybody's yum.
No, I did not agree that. You just had that in
there,
your mind.
Once again, Aaron, we're not getting into this now. This is morning radio. People want to be pumped up on their way to work. Plus, we already had our big spiel. What was it? My emotional breakdown of the week.
Yeah.
About the Sam Newman
I've
thing.
Just put in the notes here, just Jimmy's rants. I haven't even just... That's what I called that segment, Jimmy's rants.
Old man yells into microphone. Well, to you, it makes sense because you're quite a bit younger than us. Dylan and I.
Yeah. Even though I do feel all of my 84 years. I told you guys, I'm using a lot of cream, fighting my 7 signs of aging.
And that fiber. Damn, girl.
All jokes aside.
Keeping young forever.
All jokes aside, guys, except for this one. Now, I found out something really weird over the last week, and you guys might be in on it already, and I feel like the dud if not. But you know that standard joke, why did the chicken cross the road? What's the answer?
To get to the other side.
Yeah, perfect.
To go to KFC.
Wow, we're talking about brands again, Bella. Come on.
Cannibal.
I didn't want to go
well.
There.
Sorry, I did know. Just stirring the pot. Continue.
So, I found out that joke's actually super morbid.
Oh.
Did you guys realise this at all? So, what I only realised...
Oh, my God.
The chicken crossed the road to get to the other side, meaning...
Is this a Stranger Things joke?
No, I don't know. I
think the upside down?
No, like, to get to the other side, meaning went to heaven.
Oh, my God. Double mind blow.
Yeah. Got hit by a car. And, like, that's kind of the interpretation I've heard only recently.
Wow.
And, like, I realise maybe that's the actual punchline of the joke. Like,
we've just not been getting it. We're just like, oh, yeah, to get to the other side.
And it's like, oh, it's a good joke. Yeah, it's okay. It's standard.
That's, like, metaphysical.
Yeah. But, like, guys, when have you been told something and just, like, not gotten it? And, like, taken ages to get a punchline. Like, that's 24 years in the making. I don't think you guys can beat that.
Mm. I know one.
Oh, okay.
Shrek.
Shrek
jokes.
Yes.
When you're a kid, you didn't understand how adult some of the stuff is. Mm-hmm. Like, when they're outside the tower and they're going to Lord Farquaad's and they were just like, oh, it's so big. And he was like, you think he's compensating? Nice. Like, I didn't understand what that was
nice.
Until I got older and I was like, oh, my God.
I didn't even know what the word compensating meant back then.
You know, simple lingo. I think for me, on the freeway, you know how you have the emergency stopping lane for years until probably the age of 11 when I started to learn the words of English. I thought it was the emergency shopping lane. So I really thought that was a special lane for people who needed to get to the shops quickly, or if your groceries fell out of your boot. If your groceries fell out of your boot, oh, you just pull over to the side and get your groceries. So it was the emergency shopping lane until I learnt that stopping and shopping are two separate words.
Two different
so
things.
That was about, I don't know, a few years in the making in my middle years.
Some entrepreneur will be listening to this and think, that's it. That's it. That's the idea I've been waiting for.
It's the new bus lane.
An emergency shopping lane.
You've got to trademark that, Bella. That's gold.
I got to make it an app or something.
How about you, Jimmy? Like,
it was probably when my mum sat me down and said, now, Jim, we both love you very much and this has nothing to do with you. But your
not the A word.
What's the A word?
Nothing. Jimmy's not.
I was going down the line of something else.
Oh, okay. I was on the same page as Dylan because Unagi, I can read his mind.
Yep. This is the thing we weren't going to tell him about. But
have you guys been speaking to my mother? Is this some more of that baby mama's business?
connections.
Let's go to the next song. Oh, no, guys, we're going to take you to the next song. This one's by Aretha Franklin. You got to think. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
This is Sin News.
It's 7:27 a.m. and these are the headlines. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott headbutted by man wearing Vote Yes badge in Hobart. Abbott, who was meeting with Vote No campaigners, says he was attacked by a person campaigning for same-sex marriage after being asked to shake his hand. Mr. Abbott, who has been campaigning against same-sex marriage, was in Tasmania to attend a Young Liberals cocktail party when the incident reportedly happened. Mr. Abbott was walking from the Mercury newspaper offices when the 59-year-old approached him, asking Mr. Abbott to shake his hand. The alleged attacker then headbutted the former Prime Minister and told him, "You deserve it," as he fled the scene. Abbott said his injuries were minor, and that he had a very slightly swollen lip as a result. President Trump orders tighter sanctions on North Korea to deter nuclear plans of Pyongyang. The president has ordered new sanctions to punish businesses and banks that trade with North Korea, which is designed to derail the Hermit Kingdom's nuclear missile program by starving it of money. The new executive order outlines banks doing business with North Korea would not be allowed to operate in the United States. Pyongyang has so far resisted international pressure, having conducted its sixth nuclear test at the start of September, including two intercontinental ballistic missiles and two other rockets which flew over Japan. In Geneva on Thursday, North Korea told the UN Rights Panel these sanctions would threaten the survival of North Korean children. South Korean President Moon Jae-in stood by the sanctions, commenting that they were needed to bring Pyongyang to the negotiation table and give up its nuclear weapons in the interest of maintaining peace. Australia and Indonesia inch closer to a bilateral trade deal as deadline looms. Australian and Indonesian trade ministers call for a November deadline, with training Indonesian workers in Australia being a key feature of the deal. Australia has already removed tariffs on herbicides and pesticides imported in from Indonesia. The ministers have announced a self-imposed deadline of November, a month earlier than expected. A lack of confidence in each other has been a major barrier and source of the delay. And that's all for the news. I'll be back with more at 8:15 a.m.
Thank you very much, Ez. Wow, very insightful news. Love it. That was Chameleon by Panau. You're listening to Get Serial with Dylan, Jimmy, Bella, and our friend Ez. Good morning, guys.
Top of the morning to y'all.
Okay, guys, so we've been missing one of our usual segments over the last few weeks, Mama's Baby, because we're going to compile something really special for the last show. And
Mama's Baby compilation.
Yep. But I've got something to fill up the time in the meantime, so...
We're driving you to work and just filling the hours.
Yep.
Idle chit-chat.
So, guys, what do you think of my hair? No. Anyway, guys, what we're going to be talking about is, because I think we can all agree there's a certain person who's taking the world stage right now, and he appears to be all over the place, and he always appears to be saying stupid stuff. Mm. Do we have any idea who I'm talking about?
You're pointing to me for me to say something?
Yeah, she was meaning Jimmy.
No, sorry, that was a joke.
Ooh, harsh.
Feelings hurt. Yuck of yams has occurred.
Illy Jimmy.
Sorry,
we'll
Jimmy.
Need Illy. To be an incident report written up.
Anyway, the guy I'm talking about is Donald Trump.
Nice.
Obviously. Now, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, this is what we're going to call trumpet. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to blow Donald Trump's trumpet for him and say all his quotes, and we're going to put them up against someone else who's just equally as stupid with what they say. Now, the person I've chosen to put up against Donald Trump is George W. Bush.
Oh.
Now, what I'm going to get you to do, guys, is I'm going to read out some quotes, and you've got to guess who it's going to be.
Do we have to do sound effects to be like buzzy?
Yes. Jimmy?
Can I just say,
yes.
George Bush at the time, no one was really happy with him. How much happier would we be now with George Bush than we are with the current situation?
Well, I think he was just considered, like, not malicious, just sort of like...
Dopey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unsure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He was
you're
sweet.
You're incompetent, but you don't have, like, malicious... Oh, maybe... No, actually, maybe that's not true. Maybe he was a bit more malicious than we think. But I think in comparison to what's happening right now.
Mm. Anyway, guys, so... Here's our first quote. So, to a group of Amish he met with privately, he said, "I trust God speaks through me. Without that, I couldn't do my job."
That's W.
That's your boy, W.
Yeah,
W.
W.
100%. W. Ding, ding. That's
Yay!
W.
Okay. Go team.
Okay, here's the next one. Rarely is the question asked, "Is our children learning?"
That's George.
That's George?
No, I reckon that's Trump.
It's 1,000% George.
You reckon that's
maybe
George?
Maybe Trump George wouldn't Bush care fan. About, like, the kids learning.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to say Bush.
Yeah. He's pretty... Trump's pretty illiterate, too, though. But
nah, all right. Yeah, nah. You've swayed me. W.
Yep. W? It is indeed W.
Woo!
Okay.
Team, yes.
Next one. It's freezing and snowing in New York. We need global warming.
Trump.
1,000%.
This is the fact that he mentioned New York
to the power
as well.
Of 1,000.
Okay.
He name dropped the city.
Yeah. That's Trump for sure.
Ding ding. You got it. Okay. We got only a few more. So, here's our. that's pretty obvious. Okay. Here's the next one. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Trump. For sure.
Trump, you reckon that's all Trump?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Ba-bow.
What?
That was George.
Sweet old Georgia boy said that?
Yep, said it on December 19th, 2000.
Senior's got to have a word with him.
I know.
Junior's really speaking out of line there. That's
Junior's,
a really impulsive thing
Junior's
to say.
Junior's now painting. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I know.
Oh, really?
He paints dogs.
And he preaches peace. This way, his post-presidential career, it's like, kind of like a meme. Kind of into it. I'm like, you sweet man.
Okay, this is shaking your confidence, guys, but see if you can come back with this one. Last one. I thought being president would be easier than my old life.
Trump.
Oh, man. His old life, George Bush, was as a baseball manager.
I'm going
like
to say Bush.
Little league team.
You're going to say Bush.
Mm. I'm going to say Trump.
Nah, Trump.
You know why I think Trump? Because Trump, because everyone was just like, it's really hard to be a president. And he was like, it isn't. It's really easy. And then he admitted on record that he was just like, it's a lot more work in it.
It's harder than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
So it's DT.
Okay, it's DT. Yeah. So you're saying Donald Trump. You're saying Donald Trump. Donald Trump. And you're saying W.
Yep, Bush. Okay. Yeah.
It is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Sucked in, Bella.
Okay. Right.
That was our new segment, Trumpet.
I like
after
it.
The break, let's do fake news.
Oh, love it. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Sounds great.
Best segment for sure. It's our most popular segment.
Mm-hmm, indeed. But right now we're going to take you to I Love It. You're listening to Sin 90.7. That was Icona Pop, or as I said before, Pop Icona. That was wrong. Featuring Charlie XCX. You're listening to Sin 90.7 FM. We're doing Jimmy, Bella, and Ez.
Yeah.
How we doing, guys?
Really good.
Feeling frosty.
Okay, nice. Well, guys, don't feel frosty for too much longer. Warm up, get your vocal cords ready, because we're going to go into one of our favorite segments right now. We're going to go into Fake News Generator.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Okay, so...
Sorry, I'm excited. I'm just ready for the intro.
Got to ready yourself for that.
Yeah, I'm preparing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for those who haven't listened into our show before, what Fake News Generator does is we are all going to act as different news anchors. Jimmy's going to be the lead anchor. I'm going to be weather. Bella's going to be sport. And Ez is going to be our entertainment. And what we've been given is we've all been given 10 or 8 words each.
8 words.
Yeah, 8 words. Mm-hmm. And we have not seen them yet. And what we've got to do is we have got to... say these words
and integrate them.
Yep, and integrate them into our segment. Now, we're going to be trying to relate them as best as we can to what we're talking about. And when we do say the right thing, when we do say the word, you will hear a ding. Can't operate that ding right now. We'll get it up for you, though. Okay? So, let's go into fake news.
Ba-da-bop-bop, ba-da-bop-bop, ba-da-bop-bop. This is Sin. Fake news generator.
Is it really real?
Fake! Fake news! Okay. Jimmy,
it's been a disappointing week in the asking analysis gulf after the mayor thought it would be, frankly, it would be worthy of selling the gold. Yes. There has been quite a number of issues. Ding.
Ding?
Wait, yeah, I was about to say...
ding?
Yeah.
Right, back I'll to news. Yes, the analysis of the Gulf showed that the mayor was corrupt in his selling of the resources. And this is, frankly, coming off the back of a disappointing ding. Analysis into his corruption of the franking of his ding. Investments. Over to you, Bella.
It is sport time, and AFL players will be receiving counselling
ding. Ding.
On demand
ding.
Because of floating frogs.
Ding.
It's just a new thing that's coming. I'm getting it fed through me as we speak. In a lecture,
ding.
It was discovered that they need counselling
ding.
Because they have a fear of it, and it is also known to be a disorder.
Ding.
Over to you, Dylan, with the weather.
Okay, guys, the weather has been great over the past couple of days.
Ding.
We are bending the experiment of weather conditioning, and there is... a few adjustments ding, ding. That are going to happen with the placement
ding, ding,
and
ding,
the screwing up ding. Of the weather. Now, there's going to be a few annoying forecasts, and what you're going to see is a lot of
ding,
common
ding.
Rain just floating by. And we'll have more from the console ding. Of of the news desk later on. But we're going to throw over to entertainment. Back to you, Ez.
And to entertainment... a lot of people have been calling themselves flex
ding.
Vegans,
ding.
Which unfortunately doesn't exist, but people nonetheless are trying to do that in Hollywood right now. People are squeezing as much out of the health food industry as possible
ding.
By calling it something like
ding.
That. But the forecast is, I'm just letting you know that it's fair game to call them just irrational people.
Ding.
And they could possibly be on the dole. We're not sure. Who knows? How are they affording all these vegetables? I don't know. They may be in possession of potatoes,
ding.
But definitely not meat. And they are going to be barring themselves
ding.
From any hamburger joint.
Ding.
Bam!
That was the news. Woo. As they say at the end of every news segment at 6 o'clock each night, and that was the news.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Let's throw to a song. That was a insightful fake news segment.
Indeed. Next time I'll need to make sure we have a dinger up.
I mean, we need the buzzer.
Oh, okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's not supposed to mean anything more than what you think.
We need Pat for his ding.
Yes.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
This is New Sensation by INXS. You're listening to Sin 90.7. That was New Sensation by INXS. You're listening to Sin 90.7. And we're going to chuck to Bella for another edition of
Batchy Chat!
Woo!
Now, it was Batch Chat last week, but we are over, Maddie J. We are over that. That was so last week. That was so 2000 and late. Moving on, we have got Sophie Monk on.
So nice.
I am getting the all clear from Jimmy. This is going well until I said this. But yes, this week was the premiere of Sophie Monk's The Bachelorette. Now, on Wednesday night, the premiere got around to about 1.2 million viewers, so it's the highest Bachelorette viewing episode for a premiere, which is fantastic.
How many was that?
1.2 million.
Damn! What?
Yeah, that tuned in to see this girl fall in love. Now, what are our thoughts on Sophie Monk? I think she's babin'. I think it's actually going to be a really entertaining
You know what?
Season.
You know why I really like this? Because she's actually got some personality.
Yeah.
I argue very strongly that none of the other guys were very interesting.
Hold on. Matty J was pretty good.
Ah, he was boring as
and
well.
And I think he was nice looking, and anyone who looked like him.
In comparison to Sophie Monk.
Careful.
In comparison to Sophie Monk, she's got, like, so much personality. She's had experience on TV.
Yeah.
They all sort of looked a bit awkward.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Whereas she can, like, happily just, like, allow, you know, like, people to come to her and make content, like,
she's,
you know,
so confident,
yeah,
right? And that they're just so, like, classic guys in a club. Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
And she's just like, not really.
She was definitely feeling that way the other night. So Wednesday night happened, and
Just quickly, before we go into the Batchy Chat, 1.2 million people is 5% of Australia's total population. So Sophie Monk, we love her.
Yeah, no, she's feeling the love. And she said in the show, I want Australia to back me on this, and we are backing her because...
We hope you find love.
We really do. And the guys, they're an interesting bunch. Now, initially, before she started shooting, she actually said to the press that she wanted to date older guys. So she's 37. Now, only one of them, or two of them, actually, were older than 37. The rest are younger. She's got a 24-year-old.
Cougar.
Which is nothing wrong with that. Like, all good. Nope. But she didn't get her wish. But she's definitely gelling with a lot of the guys. Wednesday night was intense. One of them, she hadn't even said no more than two words, welcome, thank you for coming. And already one guy was like, can I speak with you privately? And then kind of pulled her aside and was like, are you here for the right reasons? And kind of like, intervention.
I'd be like, mate, are you?
Yeah,
come out of my face.
Yeah, get out.
You're
get
now
out.
The famous one.
Yeah. But she can't do it
You're
very
guy
well.
Number
She's very
three.
Graceful. But there's this new thing this season. It's called the Double Delight Rose, so like a Turkish delight. So this rose, it's
Shout
like
out.
A pink but white rose. She gives it to one of the guys, and that gives him power to have two single dates with her throughout the entire series. Now, she gave it to Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, he's a little bit of a larrikin. He is a voiceover artist. He's 33, but he's definitely he's showing some jealous signs. They were doing a photo shoot, and Blake and Sophie got a little touchy. Blake is the 29-year-old investor who likes selfies.
Nice.
And then I'm not a big fan of him, but we have Jared, and this was the first single date and first kiss. And
what?
Whoa. So first date, first kiss with Jared. He is the 31-year-old vineyard winemaker. He's lovely, but he wears his heart on his sleeve, or is it shoulder? Shoulder. I'm going to go with shoulder.
Depends how high his sleeves are.
So he is lovely, but at the cocktail party last night, it was revealed that he's a little bit clingy. He's like, oh, I want to talk to Sophie, and all of the guys like, hey, buddy, like, you've already had the single date, like, calm down.
Is he the one that gave her the Ugg boots?
Yes.
The second round of Ugg boots?
Yes.
That so there was one guy when they do their introductions, one guy gave her a pair of UGG boots, and now this other guy, Jared, after the date, has given her a pair of the UGG boots, given her another pair of UGG boots.
Mm. So she's never gonna. She can wear one, and then the next day she can swap them over. Won't have stinky feet. That's good.
I'm just thinking, though, with this show, there are a couple of guys that I really like. I'm thinking we create a series where we call it The Leftovers, and what she doesn't like, she just sends off to us.
That's Bachelor in Paradise. I think that's coming to Australia.
I think it is. But overall, it's off to a strong start, and I think this is going to be definitely a lot... put it this way, she's real, she's raw, she doesn't hold back, and I think it's going to be very entertaining. And I really do hope she finds someone. I think at the moment, honestly, Jared... and Sam.
Jared and Sam. He's the second favourite.
Mm.
The favourite for now is Luke.
Oh.
The tall guy looks kind of like Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'd be my favourite.
Yeah, he's already my favourite.
Oh, so you guys, my last question before we wrap up, are we all going to get invested? I know you are, love.
I'm invested. I didn't even watch the first episode and I'm invested.
I'm not currently invested.
I'm a Poland man. Apollo. I'm an Apollo guy.
Oh, you're the magician?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tall, name like Apollo, speaks to me on a cultural level.
Was he the one that, there was a rose?
He got lit, yeah.
Okay.
He got lit. Yeah, he did.
Anyway, but yeah, there you go.
Cool. Awesome. That was Batchy Chat with Bella. Now, guys, I'm going to throw you to a new song, actually. This is a premiere, which from a band that's local to Melbourne. They're going to release their EP this Saturday. You should check them out. Their name is Seattle Fix, and this is their single, Where I'd Rather Be. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
7:59 and it is 22:09 Friday. We are pumped for the weekend. The weekend is upon us. And we are Get Cereal. You're listening with Jimmy, Dylan, Bella, and we got our newsreader, Aaron, in the studio. Morning, guys!
Morning!
Morning!
Did you just say it was 22:09?
Sorry, it's 22:09. Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. It is 7:59 on the 22nd of September.
Yeah.
Not 22:09.
In case anyone's running late, you're all good.
Yeah, all G. Don't stress.
We got a huge hour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We might have if we can figure the logistics out, we'll get an international guest on the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're calling in to
Emily Barker.
Yep, and then we're going to have somebody performing from the Melbourne Fringe Festival, which is going on at the moment, which has actually been kind of lit.
Mm. It has been lit. I've been to a few shows.
Mm.
I still need to get down there. It sounds amazing.
Indeed. So we're going to have Julia Croft come up in a few moments, and then we're going to get to Emily Barker, I should say, at 8:30. And in the meantime, we're going to have a little bit of fun, talk a little bit of stuff, as usual.
I want to talk to you guys about conspiracy theories and carrots.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Get into that after this next song.
Dastardly Vegetables. Okay, we're going to take you to another song by the Jungle Giants. This is called On Your Way Down. You're listening to Sin 90.7. That was On Your Way Down by the Jungle Giants. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Dylan, Jimmy, Bella and Ez this morning. And how are we doing today, guys?
Feeling pretty good.
Perfect.
Who we got on the line, Dil?
We have got none other than Julia Croft. How are you doing, Julia?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing this morning, Julia?
Oh, just waking up with a coffee.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
True.
Julia, that is a sweetly familiar accent for somebody who has spent so much time overseas making music. I see here that you did a record store tour throughout the UK. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I've been in Edinburgh for the last couple of years doing some performance, the accent is 100% Kiwi.
Oh, sorry.
just
really?
Like Australians just claiming Kiwis are Australians, I like
classic.
It.
Classic.
Yeah.
it's not the mildest of all the Kiwi accents, I'm aware.
So, Julia, a number of your performances are centred around the commentary of a particular politician. Has the Donald Trump fiasco and his rise to prominence provided you with a golden goose of inspiration?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think there'd be many artists all over the world that have, all of a sudden your work feels more urgent. Mm. And, I mean, Golden Goose makes it sound like you're thankful for it, which we're not. But it certainly has added an urgency to any artist, I think, making work in the world. Because it's just horror. It's like watching a car crash in slow motion. And the show I'm doing here at the Melbourne Fringe, Our Ballad, was heavily inspired by the 2016 election. I couldn't stop. Mm. I got way too emotionally invested and just could not stop watching.
Have you, because I found this when I was watching it, I wasn't even particularly interested in the previous ones. It was just this recent one where, you know, there was so much, you know, commentary around it. Like, you felt surrounded in it even though you weren't there.
Yeah, and I felt like watching, I was kind of into it until I watched that second debate where he kind of puffed himself up like a gorilla and stalked her. And I sort of went, as a woman and as a feminist, you kind of, every cell in my body just said, oh God, I know what that's like. Mm-hmm. When a man just kind of puffs himself up and does that to you. Yeah. And I cried like a little girl and then could not stop like ingesting all the media commentary, as I'm sure many people did. It was a dark time. It continues to be a dark time.
Yeah, I guess with the type of industry you're in, you know, with your music, you're putting a lot of emotions out there. So take us through a little bit of how your creative process is like when it comes to making music, as well as also you've written some music for some TV series over at the BBC.
I make performance, not really music per se. And I guess I don't know what my creative process is. It kind of depends on... you know, a lot of artists talk about practice, and I don't quite know how to do that. I get curious about something, and I want something that interests me. So it sort of depends on each project how the process changes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Julia, just curious. Also, you talked about how the current political situation is a big influence on your, like, how you are as an artist and how that has affected your work. What other things have currently kind of, has there been anything in the past or even present that has also shifted the way you feel about the things you do as an artist?
Oh, that's quite a tricky question. I mean, lots of things are inevitably feeding in all the time. I think I always come from a standpoint of quite a strong and overtly feminist politic. And then things shift depending on also where you are in your life, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, hopefully it's overtly political and comes from a place of being quite angry about being a woman in the world. And then also... Your relationships or your family or your friends, or hopefully there's sort of also a personal element going on.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, how important do you think as a feminist and, you know, as an artist as well, putting that sort of work out and sort of owning that word feminist, how important that is to you and for other people to see?
I mean, I consider it really important, I guess, and I'm maybe a little bit, in my generation, when I was growing up, it was, like, super uncool to call yourself a feminist. Mm. And I think that's changed in recent years. I think people like Lord and what have you, maybe for younger women, it's slightly different. But I feel it's quite important to own that word without apologies. Yeah. Because I think it's an important stake to put in the ground.
Absolutely.
So, Joy, you had a highly successful season at the Edinburgh Fringe, but also you were also shortlisted for the prestigious Total Theatre Award. How was that moment? Like, that must have been, like, I couldn't even imagine. Yeah.
Oh, it was a dream. It's like a theatre nerd's dream. Because the Total Theatre Award is the only award in Edinburgh that's judged by fellow artists, not judged by journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like being on a nominations list with all your kind of theatre heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm still... we just kept walking around for the next few weeks going, how did this happen? How? Mm-hmm. It was a bit of a dreamy thing to happen. And Edinburgh is just such a good time. And being on that list, I think, also... And it felt like being allowed in the high school cool group for a second.
Yeah.
It was a really nice time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations from all of us here at Sin. And also, Julia, could you tell us a bit more about your upcoming gigs and shows and what's next for you?
So I've got a couple of shows on at Arts House at the moment. Tonight is the final night of a performance called If There's Not Dancing at the Revolution, I'm Not Coming, which is kind of a live art film mashup show about the treatment of women's bodies in popular culture. And that closes tonight at 9 p.m. And then the show we recently took to Edinburgh, Power Ballad, starts on Saturday night. And that's a sort of performance mashup of various dance, performance art, performance lecture, clearly power ballads, karaoke party, looking at gender and language. So that was like, this is the one that was like heavily born out of the 2016 US election. And that starts at 9 p.m. tomorrow night at Arts House.
Wow.
And it's full feminist rage and full Annie Lennox.
Beautiful.
It sounds awesome, and it sounds like you've got a lot of work on your hands, but I'm sure that you'll be able to get it through with it, no troubles.
Well, thank you.
Julia, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best for the next couple shows and everything that you do in the future.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Great to talk.
Okay. We'll see you later, Julia. Take care.
Cool. Cheers. Bye.
Okay, guys, that was Julia Croft just on the line. We're going to take you to the next song now. This song is called Cocoon by Milky Chance. You're listening to Sin 90.7. That was Cocoon by Milky Chance. You're listening to Sin 90.7. We just had Julia Croft on the phone, guys. Lovely artist and a lovely person. Great time interviewing her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys, got a couple of got some hot takes for you.
Okay.
Moving forward, looking into the future, there has been, as you may know, quite a bit of weather issues in the northern hemisphere in terms of hurricanes and cyclones and everything, causing a lot of destruction, a lot of misery. Do you guys remember back in 2006 when we had our very own Cyclone Larry?
Yes.
A marker for a lot of people to remember that. We would have been about 14, mid-teens, really experiencing the best part of life, they say. Bananas got deer.
Yes, they did.
Well, guys, I'm about to blow your minds. Guess what? We got a problem in this country.
Oh, no.
The opposite. Too many carrots.
What?
Too many carrots, and the farmers don't know what to do with them.
You know what's really annoying as well? I don't really like carrots.
No one does.
It's not an oversupply of something you want. Like,
no.
If it was an oversupply of, like, avocados or something, fantastic. Man. Brilliant. That's great. We can all mung through those.
Mm-hmm.
And you know carrots, what? There'd be no prices for Smash Avo, and then we'd be like...
Houses. We'd all have houses.
We'd all have houses, carrots.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. What can you do with carrots? Because I sort of sneak them into, like, bolognese when I'm like, oh, that should
it's filler veg. Yeah. It's like, you know, you need your 5 vegetables a day. Oh, okay, I'll chomp on a carrot. It's like a chore. It's like brushing your teeth. No one likes carrots.
It's the accessory to the potato. It's not really... It doesn't really need
it's
to be
It's also
there.
Really sweet.
Too sweet to be in a savory thing.
Exactly. It's that nowhere zone, that no man's land.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I think this is going to have you lose your respect in me, but carrot is probably my favourite vegetable.
No.
Of course it is.
Yep.
Get out of this.
What does that mean?
We can tell. The moment you walked in, like, oh, there's a carrot here. For sure that guy eats carrots.
There's a horse. Yep.
That's crazy. What are we going to do with it?
Oversupply of carrots. Have you noticed certain supermarkets are selling them for quite cheaply?
Cheaply.
So now we're all going to have orange skin, is it?
No, maybe we'll look that beautiful, healthy tan, as they say, in time for summer. Start eating a bag of carrots a day.
I don't know whether Oompa Loompa is healthy skin, but...
What's her name? Snooki would have something to say.
So that leads me to ask, actually.
Carrot cake. I just thought of, like, a way that we could get rid of it. We could just have mass bake-offs. We could do the Great British Bake Off.
We could call
Australia.
It a master bake.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Irish with all their potatoes, eh? The
lack of potatoes.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of the Irish potato.
That's why they died, because there weren't any potatoes.
Population overshoot.
I'm just going to turn off my mic.
The potato famine, as it were.
My bad. Wait, which was the place that had a lot of potatoes?
That was Ireland.
They have all the potatoes.
So Ireland had heaps, and then they had a famine, and then they had none, and then people died.
So, hey Dylan, maybe
turn
the mic off because yes. you're offending a lot of Irish listeners right now.
Including myself. no, so what are we going to do? I think carrot cake is probably the best way because carrot at least cake? You can make it sort of, it's nice because you can have your own sweetness in the cake. You can add a little bit of sweetness to bump it up. Carrot cake is delicious.
Lots of actually. Restaurants are using them to make carrot foam.
Carrot foam.
Once again, take the L. No one wants to eat your carrot foam. Terrible.
For like coffees and stuff?
Oh, carrot latte. That's probably
carrot
a thing.
Carrot foam on the latte?
Maybe.
Oh.
They're distilling it to make carrot fermented drink.
Like vodka? Oh, wow.
Carrot fermented drink is what we'll call it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's a conspiracy going on there.
You know what, guys? I wouldn't mind looking into this a little bit more because there are so many conspiracy theories. It's not funny. And I reckon we've all heard our fair share of them.
Can I just say, though?
Yeah.
I read this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, mm-hmm. not to put a downer on everyone, because right. I count myself in this group, mm-hmm. people oh. that believe in conspiracy theories.
Don't you dare say it. Don't you dare say it. I read this same study. Not true. It's not true.
It's fake news.
It's fake news.
It's a conspiracy as well, is it? Apparently, just listeners, if you're out there, apparently people that believe in conspiracy theories or more readily to believe them, generally have lower IQs.
No, they tend to be losers. They don't have lower IQs. Thank you.
Preach
it. stay woke, but also
honestly, with the whole carrot thing though, if you just dip it in some hummus, but you make the ratio of the hummus higher than
you
the carrot,
you are a woman. You with are going to get fat. That needs to be. Excuse you, Erin. You're making a lot of enemies in the studio right now.
We're living in the year 2017. Okay. She's living in the year 2017.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Carrots and hummus. There it is. Give this woman $1 million. She's done it. Mm-hmm. She's solved the problem. Every uni-aged student, carrots are dirt cheap. Hummus costs more than the carrots.
And I did read something on Facebook that hummus prices are dropping.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, like, two for the price of one, yeah?
Chickpeas and carrots.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
You've never
more.
Even tried it? Yet.
And that's veganism.
Flex veganism.
No, bang. Just veganism.
Dylan, let's go to a song.
Yeah, we're going to go to a song before this blows up again.
Cool, man.
This is Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz. This is a bit of a language warning. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
You feel good after hummus and carrots.
Oh, turn this.
This is Sin News.
It's 8:25 a.m. and these are the headlines. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott headbutted by a man wearing Vote Yes badge in Hobart. Abbott, who was meeting with Vote No campaigners, says he was attacked by a person campaigning for same-sex marriage after being asked to shake his hand. Mr. Abbott, who has been campaigning against same-sex marriage, was in Tasmania to attend a young Liberal cocktail party when the incident reportedly happened. Mr. Abbott was walking from the Mercury newspaper offices when the 59-year-old approached him, asking Mr. Abbott to shake his hand. The alleged attacker then headbutted the former Prime Minister and told him, "You deserve it," as he fled the scene. Abbott said his injuries were minor, saying he had a very slightly swollen lip as a result. President Trump orders tighter sanctions on North Korea to deter nuclear plans of Pyongyang. The president has ordered new sanctions to punish businesses and banks that trade with North Korea, which is designed to derail the Hermit Kingdom's nuclear missile program by starving it of money. The new executive order outlines banks doing business with North Korea would not be allowed to operate in the United States. Pyongyang has so far resisted international pressure, having conducted its 6th nuclear test at the start of September, including 2 intercontinental ballistic missiles and 2 other rockets which flew over Japan. In Geneva on Thursday, North Korea told a UN rights panel these sanctions would threaten the survival of North Korean children. South Korean President Moon Jae-in stood by these sanctions, commenting that they were needed to bring Pyongyang to the negotiation table and give up its nuclear weapons in the interest of maintaining peace. Australia and Indonesia inch closer to a bilateral trade deal as deadline looms. Australian and Indonesian travel ministers called for a November deadline, with training Indonesian workers in Australia being a key feature of the deal. Australia has also already removed tariffs on herbicides and pesticides imported in from Indonesia. The ministers have announced a self-imposed deadline of November, a month earlier than previously expected. A lack of confidence in each other has been a major barrier and source of delay for the deal. And that's all for the news.
Thank you, Ez. And we're going to take you to one more song before we take you to our next guest, Emily Barker. We're going to take you to a song by the Isley Brothers. This one is called... where is it?
It's called Where Is It? What a beautiful song.
This is called Shout. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
That was Shout. You're listening to Sin 90.7. This is Get Serial. It's Friday. And we are joined now by international recording artist, Emily Barker. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm good, thank you. I just flew in yesterday from the USA, but I actually managed to sleep most of the night through. So feeling pretty good.
Fantastic. So, Emily, tell us a little bit about what you were doing over there. We believe, from what we hear, rumour has it, that you were recording in Memphis with producer Matt Ross Spang?
Spang. Well, I did that last year.
Okay.
In June, I made the album Sweet Kind of Blue out there with Matt in Memphis. And then, but I was visiting Memphis. I did a show there, and I also played in Nashville at Americana Fest. And I did a show in LA as well, and I flew from LA to Sydney.
Wow, sounds like a busy time.
It was busy, yeah, fun, but busy.
So, Emily, tell us a little bit about your recent release, Sweet Kind of Blue. It was released earlier this year on May the 19th. So we've been looking into the music, and it's kind of got a bit of it's going back to a soul kind of blues vibe. Can you tell us a bit more about it, and what was the influence that kind of was brought on for this record?
Yeah, sure. Well, I went to Memphis, and Memphis has very much a history of, there's a record label that existed in the 1670s called Stax, and that had like Otis Redding on it and Carla Thomas and Isaac Hayes and all the big sort of soul names. Mm. So it's sort of got this history there with the soul, and then there's a lot of African-American artists that work down on Beale Street, which is the sort of... The high street in Memphis, and there's lots of blues bars there where they play. So, and there's just been this tradition of blues musicians performing there, and so it's sort of got this history of soul and blues. And making my album in Memphis meant that the songs ended up coming out having absorbed that sound. And the musicians that I worked with, they're like legends. They've all played with a lot of these great soul and blues artists. When I was a teenager, I listened to a lot of this sort of music because I'm originally from the southwest of Australia, a little town called Bridgetown. And when I was a teenager, this blues festival started up there, and then suddenly everyone wanted to be in a blues band or play that sort of music. And I started singing then, but then when I started writing songs, I found that I wrote like in a more, I don't know, just not in that style. It was sort of more folk country, that sort of style. And so for me, I've made quite a few records now. So for me, this album is sort of about coming back to what originally inspired me to sing.
So you've gone from Southwest Australia over to the US, now going to the UK. One of your songs actually was the theme for the popular BBC show Wallander. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So I was before. I actually live in England.
Yep.
I'm from Western Australia. I live in England, but I tour a lot all over, but a lot in the States now as well. And I was playing a house concert in North London, and the composer who was working on this Wallander TV series, he heard me sing a song of mine called Nostalgia, which is actually set in Melbourne. I wrote it when I was in Melbourne for the first time. And he got in touch a couple of days after and asked if I would come down and re-record this song so that it would fit with the series, which is set in Sweden. So it's a crime thriller series starring a famous British actor called Kenneth Branagh, based on books by a Swedish author called Henning Mankell. And anyway, so it was a big hit, this crime thriller. It was on BBC One, and my song was the theme tune.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. And not only that, but with your former band, the Red Clay Halo, you also provided the theme to the thriller The Shadow Line, and you've also won awards for your music. Tell us a little bit about what type of awards you've, or what accomplishments you've made by making these decisions and making this artistic venture into TV music scene.
Yeah, well, the Wallander series won a BAFTA, which is a huge British accolade for the music. So I was a part of that, having had got the theme tune. And then the Shadow Line, I can't remember what that won. I think it did something. But the Wallander, the theme tune, also won a Royal Television Award. And I think that's sort of, most of the awards I can think of right now. But what was the second part of that question? It was talking about...
What has that sort of unlocked for you after receiving those awards? Has that led to, more work for you, or has that led to more creative freedom for you?
Yeah, both of those things, yeah. It led to more work in the film and television world, so... I then went on to write songs for a film called The Keeping Room, starring Hayley Steinfeld and Britt Marling. And
that's so cool.
It's a Daniel Barber film. So I've got songs in that. And then I did my first full-length feature film as well, which is it's a film called Hector, and it's starring a Scottish actor called Peter Mullen, and it's sort of this road trip through the UK, and he's a homeless man, and so you learn about his character as you go, and I did all the music for that.
So you did the entire score?
Right. You're so humble.
I did the entire score for that.
Incredible.
Can I confirm, is that the same Peter Mullen who did Trainspotting?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
That's amazing.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I'm fangirling.
Yeah, it was so fun doing it. I learned a lot, and hoping to do some more work in that area as well in between all the touring and releasing records.
Well, yeah, because that was my next question. You've achieved so much, and you sound so humble and so grounded. So I guess that is your future goal, to continue to work and in this industry and kind of working on more projects. Is that what you see yourself doing in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just want to keep things going, and some more film and television work would be awesome. And just keep on doing what I'm doing, but keep on learning.
Fantastic. So Emily, tell us what's next for you, and what's coming up for you.
Well, I'm touring in Australia. I'm playing in Melbourne at the Workers Club on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then I'm touring, all over Australia, mostly just the capitals, not all of them, but... and then I'm going to be back in the USA again, and I'm going to do a three-week tour there. And then I go back to the UK, and I do a month-long tour there. And then I finish in December. Then I'm going to have a little holiday.
You deserve it.
And, yeah. And actually come back to Australia and see all my family in the southwest, and just have a bit of time off, and probably do some writing though. And then it's a lot of touring planned basically for the rest of this year and early next year, and in between that, just started working on writing new songs.
Fantastic. Well, Emily, we do wish you the very best with your touring and all your future endeavours, and we thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you all for having me. Thank you.
No worries. Well, we'll hope to hear from you soon, and take care.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, guys, that was Emily Baker. Very interesting artist there.
Mm.
Now, what we're going to do is... I'm going to make correction for my mistakes, guys. Sorry about before. We are actually going to throw to Shout. by the Osley Brothers. You're welcome. This is Sin 90.7. Shout! That was Shout by the Isley Brothers. You're listening to Sin 90.7. Guys, our program's coming to a close, eh?
It is. Today has been real.
Yeah.
Real early.
It has.
Started early, we finished early, as they say.
Working off of 2 hours sleep. It's me and Bella here.
Yep. I got three.
I got five. So
Jimmy,
maybe I'm compensating for something.
Okay. Just like you were
rolling.
Just like you were compensating before. Now Jimmy was doing a little thing before that.
Tickle my nose.
That is actually though.
I didn't realize this was still a thing, because if it was still a thing, I would change my Facebook name to The Bear, because Jimmy was just poking us before.
Poked them all, the listeners of the show. I poked them all during that song on Facebook.
Not physically, though, even though he's within distance.
Within poke range, but I'm not going to do that.
Yep. I thought poking, was so 2007. I thought it just...
Bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. You're bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
Justice for Jimmy.
But you know what? Poking or nudging back, when it was MSN or whatever, it was kind of like a, hey, I'm here, can you, answer me?
Oh, my God, MSN nudging.
Yeah. I think you can bring nudging back, but you can't
nudging's
bring poking
gotta
back.
Come back. Nudging is the new thumbs up on Facebook chat.
It moves your screen around.
Now, do you guys get annoyed with that? In some context, sometimes it's a bit rude when someone just sends you a thumb up.
Oh, yeah. I've accidentally done that when I've read back on messages that had been months. No one's responded in months. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've been reading through it, and then you accidentally press that thumb and you feel like you're going to fucking die. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Flip and die.
My co-host for my Saturday show, Thirsty Jerks, Finna Feast, it's on Sin Nation. You can catch it from 1 p.m.
What does Finna mean?
Finna Feast, we're going to eat.
No, but what does Finna mean?
Finna, we're going to.
Is it?
Yeah, it's slang.
What does it mean? How?
We'll talk about it.
All right, okay.
my co-host Rob accidentally, this happened to him. A Tinder girl that he was friends with and then no longer friends with, messaged him 3 months after she messaged him the thumbs up, after she had called it off. So his theory is that she went back through the message thread and then accidentally hit that like. I think he actually messaged her back hey, I assume you were reading back through old messages.
No, it's worse when
that's going through old Facebook news feed and going through the photos, and then you one and it's
I think it's okay to do that with photos, because you might actually be like oh, glad you had fun on your holiday in Bali. But
in
2012? All right, fair enough. I think it's way worse, because that could come up in someone's newsfeed if someone else likes it or whatever. I would not feel as uncomfortable as I would when it's a one-on-one messenger. And if you ended on bad terms in that messenger or whatever, and then you send a thumbs up months later, that looks bad. That looks really bad.
Looks a bit shirty.
What's worse? Thumbs up and seen, or thumbs up and no seen?
Seen.
No seen is worse, because that means they have truly forgotten about you.
No, that means that they've seen it, but they're not clicking on the message to make you know that they've seen
Maybe they've just deleted the thread altogether. Truly destroyed you.
See, Anna, I think that's fine in the context of I don't care about them. If it was a breakup or whatever,
classic,
and they still cared.
Classic defense response from anyone who gets rejected. No, I don't care.
It's fine. It's fine.
So have you guys ever nudged or poked someone, or have they ever nudged or poked you, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, Jimmy, just 5 minutes ago.
You poked me back. Lies.
Lies.
Fake news.
But I remember a guy that really liked me and I didn't like him back, and he's been very persistent. It's year 11.
The names have been changed, by the way.
Did I say a name?
No. I'm just
guy to guy.
The names have been changed for this situation.
Oh, I was going to say, because I was he was poking me all the time.
Not funny. That's a bit creepy.
But at the same time, we talk about thumbs up just before. What about when you get the K dot? K, as in...
Ooh. Oh, I hate the K.
Just you've run an entire paragraph and you get K. Or KK. Okay. KK. It's oh, no, that stopped
talking. Say KKK. Alt-right chat with Bella.
I hate when I message someone and then they sort of just send back emojis, but it's about something serious. Or, like, just, like, something that's meaningful. Like, I sent my mum a message being like, love you, mum. And she was, like, sent up a thumbs up and a fire icon. Like,
you're on fire, daughter.
That's lit or something like that. But, like, didn't say that. Just sent those icons. That's it. That's all she... And then I was like, oh, cheers. And then she was like, she sent ditto back. After that, I was like, are you going to say you love me? And she's like, ditto. And I'm like, mum.
Your mum is a new age savage.
She's like so savage. She's someone that I probably wouldn't be friends with at school because I'd be too scared of her.
Your mum's the popular girl in your house.
She's the popular girl, yeah.
And you go home, you're like, oh, can I sit with you guys? And she's like,
I don't think so, not today. Yeah.
Go play down ball.
There you go.
All right, that's our show.
Yeah.
That's our show.
It's Friday. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Big final on tonight and then another big final in the AFL tomorrow.
Yeah, what have you guys got on?
Don't forget, 1 p.m. tomorrow, Sin Nation, Thirsty Jerks, Finna Feast.
Oh, no, can I also do a plug? Yeah. If you've got anything on, if you've got nothing on, actually, if you've got a commute on today, you should listen to Escapades podcast. If you
actually need. Good.
Yeah, you actually like it,
too. I like to take the P out of things. You know, I had some real shout-out. Your show's actually really good.
Thank you. It is. I've been listening as well.
You say actually as if you're surprised.
Yeah. So if you guys want to hear about Melbourne creatives, the best in the scene, just listen in. It's like a comedy show, play games, talk to fantastic people, and...
Yeah, Erin has the best Instagram stories. You are so entertaining. You've got to follow this chick.
So. Thank you. Yeah, I spend so much time on Instagram stories.
If anybody, again, for plug for me, if anybody this weekend is feeling around in the southeast suburbs, if you want to bring me some ice cream or some avocados or some carrots or some hummus, feel free to hit me up. So.
That carrot. Finna Feast, Escapades Podcast, again, ice
carrot
cream.
Carrot drop over the southeastern suburbs and hummus drop, and it will find its way to Bella. She sticks her nose in the air. She's like, where is it?
Yeah, got my senses up and wanting it. But, yeah, no, feel free. But have a lovely weekend. Have a great week. Yeah. And we can't wait to be back next week.
Oh, and Ez, the best of Melbourne creatives, yeah?
Yeah.
So my invite's on the way, yeah?
Oh, yeah, everyone's invite's in the mail. Oh, and contact me. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Contact me, guys.
Get onto it, guys.
If you are a young creative, you are young blood, I want to know about you. Contact me, official.escapades@gmail.com.
Erin's doing some really awesome mannerisms. I thought she was about to go into a rap. Like, yeah, yo.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway,
we got to go.
Anyway.
Have a good weekend,
have
guys.
Have a good weekend, guys. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.